This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another hot day here in Metro Detroit. If you get out and about at all over this holiday weekend, please do your best to socially distance and wear your mask. The COVID case at number up to 373, especially wear those masks at your indoor venues. But 373 yesterday in Michigan, it's the highest we've had in a while.
What were we on Friday? Do you know? Out of curiosity?
Look it up if you give me a second.
Yeah, because when we go through these numbers periodically, I always say that Tuesday's numbers are the ones that I really focus on, because the weekend numbers are always down because there aren't as many labs that are open or people that are working at the labs to process the tests to give you true numbers. But it feels like Tuesdays are always a good barometer for an accurate reading.
So Friday we were actually more than today. Friday we were 389, Saturday 314, Sunday 252, Monday 236, today 373.
Okay, so we're kind of in line with Friday was, so maybe we can, hopefully we'll see better numbers and maybe flatten it out and get back down to the 200s. If we're in the 200s during the week, I'd feel better about that.
Yeah. Okay, so this kind of came up a while ago. I got a tip that it might be happening, that there was something that was being considered on a number of levels. We brought it up on the air. I talked to a couple of coaches, and they poo-pooed it. Then Governor Whitmer talked about it briefly with the morning show guys, and then she brought it up yesterday, again at a news conference. The idea of flip-flopping fall and spring sports, and this is specific to the high school level. I feel a little bit like this is misunderstood. Some of the fall sports are more prone to spreading the coronavirus, basically football. And some of the spring sports, baseball, softball, track and field, girls tennis, boys tennis is in the fall, but you can move girls tennis to the fall. You can move a lot of these spring sports to the fall that are less likely to spread the virus, and try and play the majority of your contact sports that are more likely to spread it from fall to spring. This is not a preferred option. This is not, hey, this is a great idea. This is a in lieu of canceling seasons option. And I wonder, it comes with a lot of challenges, without a doubt. Ron Bellamy talked about it with the morning show, the head coach at West Bloomfield, about, you know, brought up the turnaround time. They'd be finishing one season and starting a next, and you know it would be difficult on the kids. Well, but let's keep in mind, priority one is and should remain on getting numbers intact, working on therapeutics and vaccines, and being able to play football as scheduled at the high school level in the fall. Right, that's priority one. And milk that until you can't anymore. Prepare for there to be a season. And then either make the decision in the safety of the kids, and you can't test at the high school level. High school sports are hanging on by a thread financially. The idea of introducing testing seems like it'd be a bit of a stretch. But anyway, so, you know, you want to play the games in the fall. The option two is you can't play. There's just too much coronavirus, and, you know, it's not safe, and you cancel the season. And option three, in lieu of canceling the season, is saying, we're going to postpone it and try and move some of the spring sports to the fall. Now, you'd have to give the spring sports some ample buildup time, so this probably would have to be a call made by the beginning of August, and I guess Whitmer is going to announce a decision by the end of this month. But it's an emergency break glass scenario that would be, you'd only go to it if you simply, if your other option was canceling all the fall seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's the nuclear option or whatever. I obviously I don't want change. Nobody likes change, and change, if it's for the sake of one season, you got to consider it. I trying to think of it logistically, you know, because with football, there's always a training camp associated with it ahead of time, which for the high school kids, it's, was it 3 weeks maybe before the season starts, 2 weeks before the season starts is when you can start practicing.
Well, they're working out now. I see
it. Well, they're working
all
out,
over.
But they're not, this isn't like real training. I mean, kids just work out. This isn't sanctioned practices.
Well, I don't know, man. I drive past schools all the time, and I see at two schools particularly, there's coaches out there, there's players, they're running. I don't know if you know what they're doing. They're not padded up, but they're in shorts and T-shirts, and they're doing drills, it looks like. So,
because I didn't think it could do any of that until August.
It's going on. Whether you can or you can't, it's going on. I'm sure there's some coaches that can clear up.
Fair enough. I guess I can speak back to my, you know, my experience of playing high school football, that we didn't fire up until for practices until I thought it was August. Now, there were some leagues in the summer, some passing leagues in the 7-on-7 stuff, mm-hmm. That were camps that took place, and they were like weekend camps or maybe a week long, but that was it. Maybe that's what's going on right now. But regardless, if you need 3 weeks before your season starts, you know, when do you start your season? Do you start practicing in March, the beginning of March? Well, the weather is iffy for practices. You could always practice indoors, I guess, but then so is everybody else wants to practice indoors. How late does the season go? Do you start thinking about if we're gonna flip flop the seasons and have high school football in the spring? Do you shorten the season by a couple of games?
You might.
I mean these are all things that could happen. And again, it's not long term. This is all a short term solution. And before anybody gets bent out of shape and says it's only sports, it's an opportunity for kids to try to earn scholarships too. It's not just football. It's any fall sport that'd be flip-flopped.
Well, and that's not even, you know, I feel like that's part of it, but it's a small part of it because there's really just a few kids that are literally, you know, competing for scholarships. But
it's also the majority resume of the kids building aren't. Stuff that you put on your application for colleges. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's just a chance to play high school football. Like, yeah. If you give the kids a choice, move it to spring or don't play at all, what do you think they're going to choose?
Well, that's why you don't leave it to kids. But, I mean, if you're leaving it to, I mean – every kid's going to want to play.
Yeah, and
you don't leave that decision to kids.
No, you don't. But if it can be done, this only should be done in lieu of canceling the season. Like if, you know, we've seen already some leagues. The Ivy League is talking about this. The Ivy League is talking about moving their season to the spring, and it's not because hey, this is a great option. It should do it so you can have a season. You don't do it just to do it. You do it so you can have any kind of season. And I guess I've been a little bit surprised at what every time this comes up, there's a lot of pushback. And I feel like, okay, understand what the alternative is, which is pretty much canceling the season. If you can play in the fall, you'll obviously play in the fall. But if we get to the fall, we just cancel the spring sports. If they cancel the fall sports, is that better than playing in the spring? Now, if your answer is yes, okay, then fine. You know, I'll buy that if that's your answer. But I'm just I'm a little bit surprised at how much pushback there's been in this. And other than, you know, there's always stuff that we're not thinking of.
Well, here's a couple things. First of all, I don't think it's fair to compare the Ivy League to high school, because you're talking about college and you're talking about expenses that are associated with it that are not associated with high school sports. So that I can understand if they're trying to do it there because they're trying to also create some revenue to offset the costs of what it takes to run an athletic program. For high school, I think some of the other things that come about is it's – I'm glad to hear you say the Big Gretch is going to wait till maybe the end of the month, end of July, to make the decision. This is not a decision that needs to be made now. And I say that because, you know, watching a lot of news yesterday and the last couple of days, there's still information out there to be gleaned from the virus of what's to happen here. And you know, there are reports that and studies that are showing that that kids aren't transmitting the disease, and that it's really hard for kids to get the virus. Now, I think it's the younger you are, the least likely you are. So at some point there's a number or an age where, okay, now we really got to start considering it at this age. I don't know what that age is, but that's why it's important to do all the testing and try to figure it out, because to come up with a solution now doesn't make any sense for something that maybe 3 weeks from now you might be saying to yourself, oh, wait, you know, we could do it this way.
Yeah. I mean, your last possible, when would be the end of, you know, I would presume all those spring sports would have to say, all right, we're going to start practicing in August. Baseball and softball, track and field, we're going to start practicing in August because we're going to start our season in September. You know, it would strike me that you probably have to make that call by the beginning of August.
And if I were participating in a spring sport, I might be saying, whoa, hold on. Why are we flipping? Do we have to flip? Why can't we just all run all the sports in the spring? Now, there'll be the kids that do the multi-sport athletes. It'll be like, well, now I got to choose which sport I want to do. But there are some of those. It's not like half the team is comprised of guys that are playing football and baseball, or girls that are playing whatever. I don't know what the fall sport is for girls that would be competing with the spring sport for girls. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why not just have all the spring sports stay where they are? And if you have to move the fall sports to spring as well, then we just have an amazing spring campaign of high school sports.
All right, 248-539-9797, calls and feedback on this. A lot of people have some knowledge of this, whether it be athletic directors or coaches out there, of any sport, by the way, because if you're in a spring sport, you're right. They would be impacted by this as well. Could you fire it up and be ready to go in August, or in September, rather, if necessary? The MHSAA and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are discussing this as a emergency break glass scenario, as opposed to just canceling fall sports. Is this preferable? And in spite of the challenges, would you be on board? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.